It's a day in the life with your man, Big Tex. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? We are live on the Financial Defender Show, and I'm Big Tex, the big fella, and we're going to bring it to you raw and uncut.
Hey, thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. We chiming in today, America, from everyone all over the world and country, man. Today is our second episode on the Finance Defender Show. I am super excited to have you to chime in, join in, get your pen and pad, because we're going to talk about finances. We're going to have a real person on who knows what it's like to start from the bottom, and now we are here. We started from the bottom, now we're here. He understands it. He's been a defender of this country, and now he, alongside with me, has partnered up to help defend you in regards to your finances and making sure that you make it on top. I am Terrell Big Tex Robinson, the big fella. We are on the Finance Defender Show, and we are going to get started with, I'm just going to break it down to you for a little bit. Right now, in the economy, what's going on, we're already 3 weeks in the decade, 3 weeks also in the year. And people need to start being conscientious of their 401ks, their retirement, everything that is going on, because there's so many types of shifts that are going on, meaning that the impeachment with Donald Trump. I don't want to make it a political show, but all those things trickle down to your retirement, to your finances, everything. See, if you are someone that is young and starting out, and you don't have a lot of money set aside, make sure that you start allocating a certain percentage to put away in case of an emergency. So another thing, too, as well, if you are someone that's graduating from college, and I got this just the other day, a young gentleman was like, look, I don't have enough money to put in my retirement right now, but what can I do? I have $40,000 in student loans. I'm going to give you a quick note, a quick little educational tip before I get going. There's four different types of insurances out there. There's a term insurance, whole life, universal life, and index universal life. Quick breakdown. If you are someone, like he said, just got out of college, has a fiance, having a child, don't have much cash set aside, but if something happens to him, at least with the term life insurance, it's inexpensive. It will allow him to be able to take care of his family, pay off the new mortgage, pay off the student loans, and take care of the wife and the young daughter, etc. Whole life insurance, I see a lot of those, more like burial insurance. Someone that's in a quick bind or a pinch that actually just needs to bury their mother, or the father, or the loved one, their, you know, $20,000, $15,000, that's just to put someone in the ground. I really, unless you're in a quick bind or a pinch, I really don't recommend those. There's other options. Then you have the universal life, which you see a lot of middle class, I think doctors, engineers, lawyers, that have universal lives. But here's the thing about a universal life. Universal life goes from year one to year 121, year 126. It has a guaranteed 2-4% interest on the savings. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Inflation is between 2.8-3.2%. Ask yourself, are you really getting ahead in that type of vehicle if you want to use it for an investment vehicle? And the last one I want to speak about is called an index universal life, a.k.a. what Mr. Trump said, the rich man's Roth. See, they gave the poor people the Roth IRA, but then you have what is called the rich man's Roth. This is something that will go actually from year one to year 121. Here's the catch, though. The rich people didn't tell you this. It has a zero floor, and there's a couple of companies out there, even if the economy is negative, instead of zero, you still get 0.75% interest. Your cap is between 13 and 15% unless you go with another company that I love to go to that has a 25% and a no cap. No probate for those that don't have a will and trust. And look, 60% of Americans, they decide, I don't need a will and trust because I'm going to live like Moses for 700 years. That's a no-no, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get your wills and trust if you have some type of assets in place, a home, car paid off, you have paintings, jewelry, cash, anything like that, that you'll be able to leave back to your family, your wife, your husband, your children, whomever. You need a will and trust. You don't want the government or the judge to decide who gets what. So this has no probate, but I still recommend you to get a will and trust. But here's the big thing, though. Here's the big thing. It has the power of zero, meaning that you are able to retire and pay no taxes on your distributions. How about that? No taxes on your distributions. So I'm putting all this money away in this stockpiling. You're a farmer. Do you want to pay taxes on the seed or the harvest? Hey, I'll pay taxes on the seed all day long. So those are the four different types of insurances out there. So you got to ask yourself, if you have the choice to choose between the four, and you do, which one would you go with? My man, the guest that I'm about to bring on. Man, I should stand up. The guest that I'm about to bring on has, you just got to hear this story. The young gentleman's Navy SEAL, I don't like to say ex-Navy SEAL because you know what, just like a professional football player or basketball, you're not an ex. It's still a fraternity. You are still an NBA player or NFL player or Navy SEAL. Young gentleman has served country and fought for our freedom, and he'll tell his stories, but he has been on the battlefield, and now he's in the boardrooms closing deals. So without further ado, the Honorable Mr. Brandon, the Commando, Thornhill.
How are you doing, Big Tech?
Thank you very much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. And, hey, tell the people your story and tell them what did it take for you to get to where you were to now financially and how you just dug in. I'm going to give the mic is all yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Big Tex. Really appreciate it. Yeah, guys, so, you know, Brandon Thornhill, I come from a small town in Ohio. Here's, you know, my personal story is I grew up in a small town. A lot of love in the family, just not a lot of money. I don't know if you guys can relate with that, but blue-collar workers, you know, my mom knew how to work really hard. She wasn't able to really give us a lifestyle that, you know, she wanted to, though, and it didn't come down to hard work. It just came down to the fact that she didn't really know how to create, you know, an income and then create that leverage style income through that, which I'll go over here in a second. But anyways, I joined the Navy when I was 19, went to BUDS, which is the basic underwater demolition SEAL training, made it through there. And then I went over to SEAL Team 2, did a few combat deployments over there. And then I went over to Europe for a couple years, was a country officer over there, just dealing with the different, you know, host nations, partnership, development within that area. And then I went out to San Diego. I was a BUDS instructor putting students through Hell Week. So if you guys don't know what Hell Week is the crucible that we put the students through to become a Navy SEAL. You know, you typically get about 4.5 hours, maybe 5 hours of sleep in about a 5.5 day period. So I was putting students through that. And, yeah, it's very, very, very demanding. We lose a lot of people. Right around that time, Big Tex, man, I was I found myself trying to figure out if I was going to stay in or get out. I was like right around that 10-year mark in the military. And, you know, a lot of guys, if they make it through that 10, 11-year mark, they end up staying in just for their little bit of retirement that they're going to get later on in life, which is great. It's passive income. Don't get me wrong. But for me, you know, I was just in a position where I was tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I was tired of having somebody tell me how much I was actually worth with a ceiling over my head. I found myself $36,000 in credit card debt, 18% interest, because I wasn't using the credit cards. I was letting the credit cards use me, right? So, you know, unfortunately, that was a situation. Yeah, man, it was uncomfortable. And so I just got, you know, people, Tony Robbins says people operate in a state of inspiration or desperation, man. And I operated in both. I ended up, you know, trying to figure out, looking at many different ways people can make money. Obviously, being in the SEAL teams, working full-time, I was still working 60, 70 hours a week. I had to start getting very creative on which kind of area and avenue I was going to go. I looked at real estate. Real estate's great. I saw that over 95% of people in real estate don't make a single sale, which is fine. You know, as long as you got the hustle, you'll make it happen. But with my schedule, I didn't want to have to trade my time in exchange for money, meaning if I go in and I actually have to go show houses, which I didn't have the time for, then that was the only way I was going to make money. So I needed to find something that was very, you know, versatile, that could really, I could work online around my very busy schedule, that would be able to create me some extra cash flow to pay off that debt. Because my mentors, you know, my mentors in the military, Big Tech, they told me, they said, hey, go drive for Uber. And I was like, listen, there's nothing wrong with driving for Uber, but
it's going to take me.
Yeah, it's gonna take me 30 years to pay off that debt at the current rate.
Right.
So, and then I'm not going to have any time, because, again, you're only making money if you're actually driving for Uber. So I said, all right, well, what can I do? I ended up finding a friend who was in a company that was dealing with online distribution and through this online platform, and I started working with those guys. And, man, it actually, you know, it changed my life. All I started doing, Big Tech, I started finding people who had what I wanted in my life, or, you know, what I wanted in my life. And I just started emulating them, doing what they did, because I was told if you do what they do, you'll have what they have.
Right.
Once I started doing that, man, I started working part-time around my schedule, was able to create, you know, a high six-figure income in a little bit more than a year part-time around my schedule. And then another, within 2.5 years, I was bringing in an extra $22,000 a month.
Stop. You mean to tell me part-time? Now, listen, now, everyone that's listening out there, listen to what he's saying. Now, if you surround yourself around people that are successful, that's number one. But the second part is crucial. He said you got to emulate what they do. See, in college, the one thing that I didn't learn much in college, and I have a business degree. The one thing that I did learn in college is called match and mirror. If I talk loud, you talk loud. Hey, if I jump off a two-story building and it's going to pay me 20 grand a month, you jump off a building. So what he did was he emulated, and he thought, and he was thinking, his thought process was, it was thinking in a certain way, and that's why he got the results that he got. I didn't mean to interrupt you on that, and I apologize for that, but there are some people that chimed in. They got to understand, look, you just can't get into a business and you see someone that's successful, and then you think you're going to be successful overnight. There is no get-rich-quick scheme. You got to put in the work, unless you want to be a drug dealer or something like that. But, look, you have to put in the work, and you have to think a certain way, so it does come down to the mindset. Keep going. Apologies for interrupting.
No, you're good, man. Absolutely. You know, it's the reality is that, you know, you're going to get what you put into anything that you do. The problem with most people is they quit before they're having the results that they're looking for, not understanding that you got to be willing to go through the process no matter what you're doing. You know, it took me years to become a Navy SEAL. It didn't just happen overnight. It took you years to become an NFL football player. That stuff doesn't happen overnight. And you went through many different coaches who, you know, showed you many different techniques. And coaches and mentors, I can't put a price tag on it. You know, I spent over $30,000 on mentors last year alone just to be able to raise my standard. You know, because a coach is somebody that can see a landmine coming, man, and they can say, hey, look out, I've been there before, and if you step on that landmine, it's going to put you back 6 months. So that's why you want to have these coaches to be able to help you level up. It's a process here. You know, a lot of people, they listen to people's opinions in life that unfortunately don't have the results that they should have. And the one thing I'll tell you guys as an audience is, many of you guys, you know, you might want to go out and get involved in something new, and then your brother, sister, uncle who lived down the road who might have just got out of jail, they're telling you that that's not going to work. Well, if you buy into people's opinions, you better be prepared to buy into their lifestyle, because, you know, if they're making $5,000 a month, what can they teach you about how to make $50,000 a month? They can't, or else they'd be So, you know what, Big Tex, I just try to stay coachable, man, and work hard. You know, I was working 9 to 5, and when I got off, I was working 5 to 9 in my business. And there was sacrifice, of course. There's that grit that you got to have. I didn't know how to do everything, and, you know, and I'm not anything special. Trust me, guys. I was just a knucklehead in the military. Which there's many other people who, you guys are probably a lot smarter than I am. Trust me. It's just, are you guys willing to put in the work? That's all it comes down to.
Absolutely. Man, I mean, that right there was just that poured into me too as well. Like, what are you willing to do? See, mentors always ask the question of why. You know, hey, why do you want to do this business, or why do you want to be self-employed? Whatever the case may be, if you can't figure out the why, then we're in trouble, first of all. But once you figure out the why, what are you willing? Are you willing to go that extra mile? Because people don't understand. It's like, okay, well, I've sat down and spoken with people in regards to their finances, and you know, after everything is done, their account has $20 left over. But then when you put the plan together, they're not willing to go through that pain. It's like, look, you're going out every weekend. You're not willing to cut back two weekends. That's going to put an extra $500 a month back into your pocket. And eventually, you're going to build up some emergency fund. That's what we call emergency fund, because you really can't be investing until you have covered your debt and then you have put that emergency fund together. So the point back to what he's saying, what are you willing to do? It's not going to happen overnight. You worked a job for 20, 30 years, and then you are mad at either my business or his business because it's not paying you 20 grand overnight, but you've been on that same job for 20, 30 years, and you're just now making $70,000 a year. Well, you went through that pain threshold. You built that. You build your boss's dream up or the owner of the company's dream up. So place a bet on yourself. Stop going to the casino and dropping $100 on the game. Who's got the odds on this? Drop the $100 on your own business. Put money back into your business and let it compound. If you would just allow it to compound effect, meaning that, look, if you are investing in yourself or any type of investment and it pays a dividend, instead of taking that dividend, allow that dividend to buy more. Invest more into yourself, and then you'll see a domino effect. You'll start seeing everything flip, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Warren Buffett didn't get wealthy, a billionaire, overnight after 50 years old, but he allowed the dividends to take an effect and go to work. You should have multiple, you should be thinking every day, multiple streams of income, and they six, seven. Right now, most of America is really on two if they're married, so you need to be thinking three right now. Stop, you know, six and seven will come, but how can we get successfully to three, number one? Number two, if you are in an industry or vocation or whatever it is, you're in a business, don't stop focusing on other different other businesses. Master that one business, allow it to walk. One, if it can walk on its own, now you can go to the next business. That's what it takes. But the biggest thing that I take away from that too as well is thinking in a certain way, because of the fact that, hey, if he wanted to change the way he was living, get out of debt, he had to get around people that were out of debt and that were living a different lifestyle or living a lifestyle that he actually wanted to have for him and his wife. Brandon, I wanted to ask you a question. If you don't mind, there's some military young men out there that are listening, and women that are listening. What type of industry are you in? What do you guys do? You don't have to go into the full compensation packet. Then also, how can people get in contact with you if they're interested? Third, they find themselves $40,000 in debt, and he was able to get out of debt in this X amount of time. If he can do it, I can do it. Study shows if you and I are in, let's say, real estate, and you make a couple of $200,000 a year and I make $30,000 a year, if we're in the same vocation, I'm able to make $200,000 a year, but the difference is I'm not thinking a certain way and I'm not hanging out with you much often. So you could be around a millionaire all day long, but if you don't do what the millionaire does, you'll never become a millionaire. It's all about the implementation. So back to what I was saying, if they wanted to get in contact with you first, but let them know what it is that you do. So, hey, if they're interested, they want to reach out to you, let people know. Hey, people are listening from everywhere. Let them know. How can they get in contact with the commando? See, you got the Navy SEAL on the line, and you got the Navy whale over here on the line, too. So we doing it big over here. Go ahead, Brandon. Tell them how they get in contact with you and what it is that you do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time you say that Navy, well, man, it just makes me makes you start laughing. That's hilarious. Yeah,
I always wanted to be a
seal,
so I figured, you know what, I'm a big dude. I got to stick with the whales, man. So
yeah, I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, the thing is, Big Tex, I love what you were just saying, and just to recap a little bit and take it a little bit further for some of your audience is that, you know, when I found myself in the situation I was in, the reason why is because I was doing what the 95% of the population do currently, and that's 95% of the population spend more money on entertainment than they do on their investment, right? And, you know, listen, guys, we can go out, and I know a lot of military guys and girls on the line here. I know what the life is like. It's a very work hard, play hard mentality. You go out, you spend all your money at the bars. Well, that's money you don't have in the first place. All right, so you got to start taxing yourself income. This is what I had to do. I had to condense my lifestyle and start giving up to go up. You got to make some sacrifices to where you can take the money, start saving the money, shuffle it off to the side, live below your means. That's the key word there, live below your means, and then start funneling that money in to pay off your debt, okay? And so you can make excuses or you can have results in life, guys, but you can't have both. It's one or the other. And so you can make excuses as to why you're in debt, or you can make excuses as to why you're not getting out of it. But the reality is that life's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And so you're going through this process right now. You got to learn how to get out of it so that you can teach other people how to get out of it. It's your guys' duty to make sure that you're successful.
Wow.
So invest more into yourself than you guys do currently in anything else, and watch how things grow. You know, Big Tex, I follow a guy. He was an original mentor of mine. His name's Jim Rohn. He's passed away since then. But, you know, he said, you know, success isn't something that you can go and just chase. It's something that you attract by the person you become in the process. So, you know, people have to understand that they have to become that person that can attract the success, attract the right people, and they might have to shed off some certain negativity in their life to be able to grow, you know, just like anything else out there in the world, right? So hopefully that can help you guys. But, you know, I decided to get into the network marketing industry personally because, you know, it was something where I could create some cash flow. I could leverage the two biggest demands, which was health and money. Everybody needed health. Everybody needs money. And so as long as we have a product or a service, which we have a product, you know, that all we do is we market a product to a network of people. The problem is it gets somewhat of a negative stigma to it because of all the amateurs that are out there on social media. When it's done right, it is the best industry, in my opinion, in the world. Here's why. Because you're partnering with a company. All right. Now, if I go work for a company, if I grow that company to $1 billion, guys, I don't get any profit sharing off that. Right. So it doesn't. Right. I'm still capped to the amount of money I'm going to make. Now, if I partner with a company like a network marketing company to where I grow it, I get shares of that company. So when it becomes a $1 billion company, now, because I help grow it to that, now I'm actually a true partner that's actually, you know, being able to capitalize off that, right? So, you know, my friends, Big Tex, my friends, when I first got started, they're like, oh, man, come on, that's one of those pyramid scheme things. And I started dying laughing. I'm like, dude, what is this, the 60s? Like, you know, and I said, what do you mean by that? They said, well, it's where everybody makes money at the top, nobody makes money at the bottom. I'm like, where is that not true? Give me anywhere on the planet where that's not true. There's always somebody at the top that's going to be making money. The beautiful thing about this industry, though, is you can actually come in underneath people and make more money than they do through hard work and tenacity. It's not to get rich quick. Then the other thing they said, Big Tex, is, oh, it's where you have to recruit people. I'm like, come on, man. I was in the military. I was recruited. Big Tex, you were recruited in the NFL.
Exactly.
Just because they're – yeah, I mean, it's – and so really what they were doing is they were listening to their broke uncle down the road who did a company previously years ago and said, oh, it's one of the scams. It didn't work for me. Well, did you actually work it? Because if you worked it would have worked out. But you probably,
absolutely,
like the majority of real estate agents who get a license and don't even do anything with it. So for me, I saw people having success. I saw people, you know, I didn't lack work ethic. I didn't lack a vision. I just lacked somebody to show me how to get from where I was to where I wanted to be. And that's where this industry is so powerful, because you have mentors that are going to walk you through every step of the way. And the thing I love the most about it is it's one hand down, one hand up. If the people underneath of you aren't winning, then you're not winning. So you got to be a very servant person. And if you're a selfish person, then you're not going to do very well over here. So don't even waste your time, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's how can they get a hold of me, Big Tex? I mean, you guys can follow me. My wife and I are in the process right now. Actually, it's perfect timing. we're in the process of really bringing a lot of value to you guys through our social media. We're about to 10X it in 2020. We got a huge marketing team that just came on board. So if you guys want to go to Brandon and Julia Thornhill, so B-R-A-N-D-O-N, and Julia Thornhill, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L, Facebook page, just go on there, comment, like, shoot us a message. If you guys have questions or if you want to know, anything, guys, if you want advice on who to mentor you, if you want advice on what you can do to get out of your situation, just shoot me a PM, and I'll go live about it, and I'll teach you guys. Easy day.
Wow, man, that is awesome. And you heard it from him. I mean, look, he started from the bottom just like each and every one of you as well. And he put in the hard work, dedication, but he made it up in his mind that, hey, this is where I want to be. This is where I'm going to go. So, and again, that to get in contact with him, Brandon and Julia Thornhill, on his Facebook, and seriously, you can like, share, comment, but get in contact with them. Brandon or his wife, they're both powerful speakers, extremely successful in their industry, and health and fitness and finances go hand in hand. Now, to a side note, Brandon, I gotta say something about my WFLA women. WFLA, big shout out to WFLA, my girls, Paige Robinson, Chris. We got Lexi, Tom Brady, DeMaio, and then we have Melissa Allstate Strutter. You ladies, and then we have other ladies that we just brought on just now. The same thing, with, like Brandon said, ladies, when you start getting these checks from WFLA and from the team, San Diego Trident, hashtag San Diego Trident, so if you got to come check us out. We're going to be going live soon. I mean, number one, we're going to end up winning the championship the first year anyway, but we'll get to that next. But, ladies, Brandon said something crucial. When you first get those checks, you have to live below your means because you just don't know what could happen. So if your bills are $2,000 a month, and let's just say I'm just spitballing, well, let's not even go about your bills. You need to figure out, you need to sit down with the professional, if it's not me but someone, and figure out what is going to be our pain threshold, because number one, we need to put 10% or 20% away for emergency. We need to put a little bit of money away for investment, traveling, and then here's our living expenses. Because just because you're making $1 million a year or $500,000 a year, you don't want to live at that lifestyle, because anything can happen, and then it'll domino effect, and then it'll affect you mentally if you're not strong. And then the first thing is, oh, man, I got to file for bankruptcy. It just domino effects, so you don't want to do that. So he's telling you now, before you even get started, ladies, when you get those checks, I understand whatever situation you're in now, you might need to get a new car or something like that. That's fine and dandy. But the goal is you have to have a plan written down. If it's not written down, you will not follow it. You will procrastinate. You will not be proactive. And then what will happen is you will become a statistic of an athlete retiring and then financially just devastated within 3 to 5 years. And that is the wrong message for us to send. So both of us talking on both ends, for all of you out there, the message is still the same, is making sure that you are budgeting the right way, making sure you have the proper protection for yourself. Take care of yourself financially, your health, spiritually, physically, all that. You have to take care of all those aspects. And guess what? Each and every one of those aspects, your health, your money, your spiritual, your physical, it all has to run on the same. It has to run simultaneously. If you're just running your health, but you're not, spending time to meditate spiritual-wise, you're going to be out of balance, and then there's going to be a collapse. Again, I'm speaking everything from experience, which I know he, being a SEAL, he can attest. He's seen so many things of men who collapsed because something was off and there was no balance. You have to have that work-life balance. Brandon, is there anything else that you want to add that you, for the community, man? People are loving. I'm getting text messages like crazy. People are loving it. They love what you do. Your story is great. They're being inspired. Some are saying they're going to reach out to you and your wife. You know, and here's the thing. You reach out to him and his wife, they are a combo team. So that's the most powerful thing. They are a very combo team. That's huge. So, Brandon, do you have anything you want to shout out to them?
You know, Big Tex, I love what you were just talking about. You know, I could have decided to be a victim of my circumstance and blame everybody else and say, you know, just like a lot of these, and just like a lot of these athletes do, right? They get out, they say, oh, well, I made all these millions of dollars. But the reality is, guys, if it's to be, it's up to you. Like, that's the mentality, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. That's the mentality that you got to have. And if you want to be more, you got to become more. You have to learn how to, you have to know how money works, know how to keep it, invest it. And you do that by partnering up with people like Big Tex who have that financial capability and understanding to be able to grow your guys' money. So just stuff like that, man, and finding the right people to be able to surround yourself with. But as I said, guys, we posted our link inside of, I just posted a link inside of Big Tex Facebook group there in the comments. If you guys want to go to our page, go ahead and follow it. We're going to be bringing a lot of content, a lot of value to you guys here in 2020. So I'm looking forward to getting to know you guys more, and I appreciate everybody for hopping on. Thanks for having me, Big Tex.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And before we, I ain't got no mic. I'm going to drop the pen. Before we drop the mic, I'm going to ask my engineer, if there's anyone out there that has a question for me or Brandon, if you're on, you know, please either send me a text message or I don't know if there's a, I think there's a way you can raise your hand or hold on. I just got something.
Money.
702, you're there.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. What's your question for us today?
Well, I heard you guys talking about a lot of different options as far as protecting yourself and your finances. So what I want to know is, for me, I was in the military, and, you know,
let me clap my hands for a second. Hey, thank you very much, young lady, for your service. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know the big fella, he gets so excited when he hear that. You know, you military, I'm so-called military, the Navy Whales, then we got the Navy SEAL on. So go ahead, ask the question. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I want to know is, I'm 31, and I definitely plan on. I'm self-employed now, so.
Okay.
I plan on retiring, you know, as definitely active work around like 60, you know, and I want to know what's going to be the best thing for me to do with my money, with my money that I have put up already, and the best way for me to kind of, you know, invest it to where maybe I can get some type of, basically what I mean is where can I grow my money or what can I do to save myself? Because I know,
okay,
you know, what
okay.
can I do?
That's no problem. So, well, I heard this question. Did you say, you said you're 31 and now the account you have, is it an old retirement account? Is it new?
It's old. I have a 401k from an employer. Oh. And then I also have, like I said, right now I'm currently employed.
Okay. Now, the 401k is an old account?
Yeah, from before I became self-employed, yeah.
Okay. In your situation, we have a way to be able to, we can fast track that money in a way that we can put it in a situation to where if 2009 happens, you'll be completely protected from it. That will allow that money to grow with or without a rider. If it's without a rider, then therefore you're not charged any fees. But the big thing is zero floor, no cap. Now, as you get older, then we can put the rider on there, and it will give you some signing bonus, just like football, just like the NFL, NBA, you'll get a signing bonus. And it will grow for a decade, guaranteed at a certain rate, double digits, and then it'll grow for another decade at a certain rate. And then once you turn that income on, young lady, you will get a guaranteed paycheck on a monthly basis to the age of 121. So So if you're super healthy, you said you were military, you probably run 10 miles a day in your sleep with your flip-flops on. So it will guarantee you a paycheck for the rest of your life. And if something were to happen to you before the money's run out, it goes over to your beneficiary. Completely covers you. Look, my slogan is, who do you want to protect your financial blind side? So if the market takes a dive, your financial blind side is completely protected. You don't have to worry about taking a dive.
Okay. So you said there's a floor. You mean like, okay, so, and I don't have to pay anything? Like, you just, my money that I already have.
We roll it over, and it grows on its own. All you got to do is
let me, and
it'll grow on its own.
Okay, so you're saying just the money I already have, you can help me to manage that to where it's making money. That's what I was talking about. Okay.
Absolutely. You got to see, everyone out there, you have to think, if you have extra money set aside, you have to think of your money as, you have a 25-year-old son or daughter that's living at the house and they're not working. Wait a minute. You're not going to sleep in this house. Great. You got to go to work. So your 401k that's sitting in that, your money that's sitting in that 401k, however much it may be, hey, it's got to go to work. It just can't sit there island watching Netflix all day. So it's got to go to work. So we have a way to make it go to work. And for more information, send me your information. Go to financialblindside.com. Or you can go to my website, Terrell, or email me, Terrell.Robinson@WealthWay. Send me your information. We'll set up a free consultation. And everyone out there, I am a non-captive broker, meaning that I do not charge to sit down. You want to sit down with me and you decide, take the free professional information and go somewhere else, hey, that's on me. I didn't do a good enough job. But I'm not going to charge you to sit down. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to charge you to sit down. We have many different, we're like a buffet. We have many different companies we can take you to, such as Nationwide, Pacific Life, Voyager, Transamerica, just to name a few. But it's about 202. So we can tailor make it to any person, any age, any amount, just about down to $10,000.
Just so you know, and text can, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm not a CPA, so I can't give you guys advice. You guys go talk to the CPA and talk to the big tech here about finances. However, I have ran through a lot, and it's hard to find, you know, good ones. So when you find a good one like Big Techs, you need to listen. So 401ks, you got to be careful because a lot of employers, they just put them in different platforms where they're not even really looking to see exactly what it is, whether it's a Roth 401k or just a normal 401k. So understand that your money, you have to know where it's going and start getting advice from these guys. And then on top of that, you know, if you're getting taxed, you know, 30-40% of your income because you're a W-2 employee, you guys need to find yourself. That's a choice. You can become a 1099, start some sort of home-based business, whether it's with us or any other platform. There's many different areas you could do it. And now you have the ability to do tax write-offs and take your taxable income down. The biggest expense you guys will have in your life is taxes. Okay, so learn, understand how to mitigate them. You can't get away from them. You have to pay taxes 100%, but you don't have to pay 100% of the taxes. There's ways that you can mitigate that exposure and be able to take the money off the top. So let's just say you're making $100,000 a year rather than paying $35,000 to Uncle Sam. You can take a lot of that money, put it back in your pocket, and start taking it, acting like you're not getting it. You're still living a normal lifestyle that you normally live, and take that money and start tossing it into investments and let that compounding interest go to work for you guys. So hope that helps.
Wow. That is huge, huge, huge information. So there's a huge benefit for just betting on yourself. I know y'all love the Cowboys and the Lakers and all that. That's fine. LeBron is not going to pay no emergency fund, no bills. Dak Prescott, he's not going to come change you. He's not, if your brakes go out, Dak ain't going to give you no money towards it. He won't do it. I promise you, he won't do it. But if you bet on yourself and become your own Cowboy, so you know what? Become my own Robinson, whatever team I want to come up with. Team Big Tex, that's who I play for. And you have so many advantages, so many tax advantages. I mean, man, we flew to Mexico, and client met, was there, well, wasn't a client, spoke to him on the beach, did a whole presentation for him, able to write the whole trip off, and did business with the client. So things like that, you know, it's like, will your company reward you for you putting in the work? What, you're going to be able to do that if you become your own self-employed person. So if someone is interested, look, I'm doing the ultimate marathon. So anyone that's joining with us, we are running for 10 years, December 31st, 2029 at midnight is when we're going to have the option. Anyone that runs with us, we're going to have the option to be able to walk away. Now, think about that now. Some people have been on their jobs for 15 years, 20 years, and they can't walk away. We're going to be able to walk away in 10 years. This decade is my last year of running. Now, of course, I'm going to go more into leadership and development like Brandon himself, but I'm not going to have to sit down and do the onesies and twosies and the group, all that. No, I want to put more people in an independent status. That's the goal. This year, we are taking 50 people from part-time to full-time and to tell their bosses, sayonara. 50 people, it will happen. I promise you, it will happen. It's going to happen on my watch. I promise you that. So, because it benefits all of us, not just me. It benefits all of us. So when my grandchildren see that, guess what they're going to do? Hey, man, Grandpa Big Tech did the ultimate marathon. I'm going to have to do the ultimate marathon because I want to retire. So these are the things that you have to take a look at. Now, you're afraid to get out of your 401k. There is one of the big advices that I do have for you. If you're just afraid, you know, hey, Big Tech, the commando, I don't even want to deal with y'all. I'm going to do my own finances and stay with my company and get promoted. I do have this advice for you when it comes to your 401k. At least take a look at your 401k and look at your since inception. So if you've been there for 20 years and you've been putting money in your 401k for 20 years, it's going to give you the average rate of return. And if that rate of return is 8%, you've averaged 8% for the last 20 years, you take the number 72, you divide it into 8, that is 8 into 72, that's 9. That's going to let you know, number one, that your money in their retirement account is going to double every 9 years. Number two, very important, is you're just now starting on the employer, you've been there 10 years and you think you got another 20-year stretch. Go into your retirement account and change that to the Roth option. We want you to retire and pay no taxes. There has been a little bit of adjustment on RMDs, required minimum distributions. They just signed a new act. It has been 70 and a half for years, decades. It is now 72 because people are living longer. Modern technology, medicine. So the required minimum distribution, so if you hear RMDs anywhere, hey, man, I know what that is. That's required minimum distributions. What that means is the government says, hey, you've been putting money in this 401k for 30 years, and you've been writing these taxes off. Now, again, consult with your tax person, like Brenda said. We want our money back. So at 70 and a half before, you have to take that money out of your 401k. Now it's pushed back to 72. So here's the one thing you need to know as well on that R&D. If you don't take that money out, at 72 and you're not taking that money out, let's say it's $1,000 a month, they are going to tax you 50%. So now there's $500 left over. Then when you take out the $500, they're going to tax you 30%. So out of that $1,000, you just walked away with $200. So if you're someone that's on the line that is a baby boomer getting ready to retire, you're at that age, make sure you are taking out your RMDs. I appreciate you guys. We will be back next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. The big fella's going to keep swinging. I'm going to keep swinging. Now, I'm not an MLB, but I'm going to keep swinging. So we'll be back at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. More information, financial information. The goal is to bring on real people, real individuals, just like the young lady Beth. Beth spoke about, you know, she's young. She's military, too, as well. And she was able to save up some money, and now she needs to know what to do. She's already spoken with the professional. So now we have other people, Brandon, that have now reached out, that have texted me. It's 25 text messages, but a couple of people have now reached out. They want to know how can they get in contact with you, because they obviously realize that their health is in jeopardy, their finances in jeopardy, and honestly, this was a great show. Brandon, what's a good way that they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys go on Big Tech's Facebook page, there's multiple different ways. In the comments section, I put my website, my wife and I's website. So on Facebook, it's Julia and Brandon Thornhill Facebook page. Okay, so just go on there, comment, like, shoot us a message, whatever it is that you guys need to do to get our to get into the messaging group there, and we'll make sure we respond back to you very quickly. And then you guys, since this is Big Tech's audience, Big Tech's a very close friend of mine, you guys can – I'll give you guys my personal phone number, so feel free to shoot me a text if you guys have questions. I don't usually do this, but as I'm saying, Big Tech is one of my really close friends. So phone number is 757-749-7520. Feel free to shoot me a text. Other than that, guys, you guys can access us through Facebook, through Instagram. My wife's Instagram is Julia M. Thornhill. She also launched what's known as the Butterfly Campaign for many of you ladies out there. To where it's all about empowering women. So you guys can get more information on that on her website, to where she's helped a lot of women be able to just step into their greatness. So, yeah, guys, so my last words to each and every one of you guys on the call is that no matter what situation you guys are in, whether you're struggling living paycheck to paycheck and you don't know how to get out of it, whether you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you just can't catch traction. Guys, I can tell you that I've been there and I know what it feels like, and it's not comfortable. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to rise above that. You're going to have to take yourself and make a decision today to be a victor and not a victim of your circumstance. So the way that you do that is by taking 100% ownership of your life and having that mentality that if it's to be, it's up to me, getting out there and getting uncomfortable a little bit so that one day you can live very comfortable. Okay, so there's going to be a time, a season of sacrifice in your life to where you're going to have to maybe give some things up that, you know, you might feel like is serving you, but really it's not serving you, it's taken away from you. You know, you need to surround yourself with people that are going to empower you, that are going to bring you up, and that are going to help you elevate your vision, eliminate any negative thought, and just help you see yourself in a lot bigger view of what you currently feel like you're at, because those are what mentors do. They're the ones who can really lift you up. Okay, so if I can get out of my situation, I promise you can get out of your situation. It's just about doing the daily things that are going to get you there and find those mentors that can help you. So hopefully we brought some value to you guys. Again, make sure you guys go to Brandon and Julia Thornhill Facebook page, and we're going to be bringing massive content and value to you guys over the next few years. So anyways, hopefully that helps, and appreciate your guys' time today.
I love it. Day in the life with your man, Big Tech. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? The Finance Defender Show, Episode 2, just wrapped up. Right here, Brandon Commando Thornhill, I want to thank you very much for coming on. The Navy SEALs versus the Navy Whale. It was a tie. I love it. We had a great time. You guys have a lovely day. Somebody's calling.
Money, money, money.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.